Anyways, we're inside. Ladies and gentlemen.
Why are you looking at that? No, there's a video of...
Oh, is that video, yeah?
Begging someone
what is it?
To ride them.
He got caught.
Really?
He got caught.
He goes, I'm on my again. Knees. Let me put my prick.
No, he didn't say let me put my prick. He just said I'm on my knees. That caption is false.
Is he?
There's a video of him, basically. I was just like, what the hell?
But then that babe... Oh. That babe that is with, she said that it was accidental, bro. You don't post a picture of, like, it was a thing like this. It's my home screen. Like, something like this, yeah. Posted this, a message popped up, but the picture there was of her and Davido.
That was not an accident.
It's taking a big way.
That was an accident.
Was she one of those influencer chicks?
Yeah. One of those US babes.
US? I even saw Kaisa that was getting grabbed.
He paid for sex.
Well, I guess it's efficient.
To what?
For someone like him, it's efficient.
To pay for it?
Yeah.
What do you mean efficient?
It's not efficient when it's coming out. Like,
when it's coming out, yeah, but like, think of, you will now have to jump through all the hoops to get a girl.
Wait, okay, so my question is, celebrities can get almost any girl that they want.
Not in this day and age, not anymore.
Okay.
Why?
No, because like there's now a requirement, so buy me this, buy me that. That's what internet tells us anyway.
But right? They can buy them this and buy them that.
Yeah, then is that not prostitution?
I know, I hear
if I'm buying you back to sleep with you, what's that?
Wait, so man, if man now is a celebrity, he wants to sleep with, he wants to fornicate. He wants to do bad things.
Fornicate or adultery? It depends.
If it's Davido, adultery.
Wait, is he married to her?
Yeah, he's married to Chioma, bro. He's married.
Is he married? Are you sure?
Those wedding pictures, bro.
Okay.
So yeah, he doesn't talk about it too much. You're the one that don't talk about the marriage. But yeah, just trying to keep it from the world. But yeah, he's So you're famous. You want to have sex with a chick. Do you? Can't you? My question is, can't you just go to this?
Doesn't exist anymore.
Which
Riz, game?
It's called Riz
doesn't
Riz.
Exist anymore.
That's what the kids are calling it.
You don't need to, bro. Because should I tell you something here? For you to be good at the Riz game, you need to have tried it and failed
several times.
You know that's good, but these guys are like, I have money. What do I need to?
But
fail?
Then I.
That's crazy.
But then
though.
Again, look at it from this way. I don't think guys these days really need Riz like that.
That's what I'm saying. It's money.
Because the buy up is low.
True. Mm. Buy is very low.
The buy is low.
Buy is very low now.
So you don't really need Riz like that again.
Yeah.
Just, can you take him out to dinner? Yes.
Where would you like to go here?
Yeah. But that's like...
And we're not paying... This is not every girl, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it starts saying, I know my work. I'm expensive.
Snow wants to talk, but he's not going to talk.
You're expensive, but your own expense is just Burj Khalifa. What do you call it?
But no, because I would have thought that, okay, cool, you don't need to be paying these chicks. But now that I'm thinking about it, probably do... If
but
you're gonna,
she was an OnlyFans model as well. To be honest,
OnlyFans.
She was OnlyFans model as well.
OF, because you know we get demonetized. Yeah, OF.
Oh, do you? Why?
Yeah. It's mad now. The algorithm is crazy on YouTube, bro.
Oh yeah, OF. Yeah, OF.
She's an OF.
Because he even said he signed the NDA.
NDA.
Yeah. Non-disclosure, something. But then apparently she broke it, so now he's gonna take her to court.
Fez?
You should.
Fez? No, I just think like, is he? You know how it was back in the day. Maybe I'm just old school with it. Like, you know, back in the day, we were not famous.
So very far from it.
Well, you can just be like, oh, what are you saying? You are Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling you? You feeling me?
Yeah, just a 1-2-2 joke.
Do you know what I mean? And she's like, oh my god, and she's just pulling clothes. Like, it wasn't. Isn't that still possible with them, man? But then now that I'm talking about it, I'm thinking about it.
But you see, the problem is...
Increasingly...
Should I tell you part of the reason why that isn't possible anymore?
Mm.
Because it's a new drug in town.
Attention.
Clout. Clout.
Yeah, yeah.
most girls, instead of them to say, instead of them to think, if you are that type of girl, Sha, instead of you to think to yourself that access to this guy is more important than a few followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
So are we saying, Burna Boy, because he's not, he's currently not with anybody.
Mm. Apparently, we're seeing with him. What's up?
He got grabbed as well, though.
Yeah, he got. I'm not saying he got grabbed
once or twice.
Most of these might have been grabbed. Yeah. Most of them, right? And that's my question. Is like, so, Burna Boy, I'm assuming he's not living a life of celibacy. I'm assuming.
I can almost guarantee it.
I can put my life on it.
So, if he's not living a life of celibacy at the moment, he's hitting one or two, he's scoring a couple goals.
Yeah.
If he's scoring a couple goals,
Is he
paying for each goal he's scoring?
No, I don't think they pay.
Yeah,
like, these celebrities pay every time.
I think the payment is always involved to some capacity.
Financial payment.
No, like, it. So one by payment, I don't mean like, oh, here's X for X.
For X, yeah.
It's like, oh, meet me here. Here's your flight. Here's your hotel.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I see.
Okay. Did you get me? Or meet me. Here's your like, and here's
you, maybe you fly the baby.
Yeah,
out
maybe
or...
maybe get some food. Here's, do you know? Yeah. Do you know
them
ones?
We used to do that. Night time, no.
Who's we? Who's we?
Who's we?
Who's we?
You tell her to get the bus from from outside Tottenham. Hey, you.
It wasn't Revolut
back in the day, but you know.
I was watching Brilliant Idiot, I think.
Okay.
But it was Andrew Schultz. I was just talking. He goes, it's what Diddy was doing.
Yeah.
It's normal. Like, Diddy pays for a group of girls to come to the house.
Yeah,
and yeah, just sleep with everybody that you want to, or just be available to be slept with. That's payments now.
Yeah, but Diddy did more than that, no?
Oh, a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying. I guess the least egregious thing he did for his life, sure.
Like, and it was ironic that his name is Diddy, because it's like Diddy, he did. Like, it just has to be. But no, you know what's mad? Like, isn't that modern day? Like hoeing, you know,
bro,
whoring.
It is prostitution, true and true.
But I was just trying not to get demonetized, but yeah, prostitution.
You said sluts.
Like, I did.
I'm sure prostitution will be gone.
Yeah. No, but like, if you're going to define what prostitution is, it's probably
it has to be
sex for
the exchange. Yeah, the exchange
of money
for
or financial gain.
Yeah, something monetary at least.
So it's a person, in particular a woman, who engages in sexual, right? No, because males are called gigolos or
something else.
Who engages in sexual activity for payment.
Yeah.
And then if you now go and define what payment is now,
it could be different.
Could be anything. Yeah,
that prostitution is illegal, yeah?
Most places, yeah.
But then what he did must not have been prostitution, because she's not getting grabbed for it.
Who?
Yeah, but
the Kaisena babe.
I think I saw a video where she said
only
like,
fans.
She says like it's not legal in New York and Las Vegas.
Oh yeah,
prostitution
is not legal there.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
So it's legal in those places, apparently.
So
don't quote me.
So Kaisena tried to hire a girl and she blasted him on socials.
No, he hired. He gave her money countless times.
And she, well,
just, and he's, she he's, you know that, that he didn't
when
though.
He was sleep. No, he's, when he was sleeping,
she took a picture. Revenge porn.
There's pictures.
Revenge porn.
It's not revenge porn.
It is my bro.
Kanye wasn't out.
It was my bro.
Was it?
You shot a blurred version, bro.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did research.
No, I didn't do research. It's like I caught it one time, saw everything. Quick breeze through. And there was one version of it blurred, and there's another version of it like sleeping, like
you know
what I mean. So
I don't know why would you? To be honest,
when someone is sleeping naked, taking a picture of them, that's crazy.
No, no, if it's a celebrity,
bro,
my guy goes, I want to talk, but I can't talk.
What do you mean?
Because I understand, like a normal person, they'll get excited if a celebrity sleeping beside them.
Especially
girls like that. And they want to show like their girls or something. And they might even think of a day like now where I wanna maybe say I step with Kaisena.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because it might be a small boy, but it's not a small boy.
I hear it.
I just don't understand what she gains from exposing it.
like clout, everyone's,
attention.
Everyone's OnlyFans.
OnlyFans has probably gone through the roof now.
Yeah, bro. Man, hear her name.
She goes, I'm an entrepreneur. I want my own money.
Yeah, man. The risk involved, bro, is okay for her. Like, but I just think those type of things, like, you know, if that was done the opposite way, obviously it's never done the opposite way, but imagine man taking a picture of a girl naked while she's in bed sleeping.
I'm posting it.
Imagine the outrage, lads.
The timeline will go crazy.
Double standards exist in life, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, my bro.
It's just mad.
Does equality exist?
No.
Yeah, same. I believe that because all this, all this talk of like, maybe we should have a woman here to have this conversation.
Nah, man, go for it, bro.
But let's go for it. Anyways, all this talk of independent women, it's died down, hasn't it?
They've realized.
They don't want to be independent anymore.
No. Most girls will tell you that. Like, it's like, hey, listen, forget that. Forget they what I said 2 years ago. Beyonce got us hyped. Single ladies independent. She got us hyped for a minute. I think there's a difference between like being able to be, because I think there's women that became hyper independent and women that just became like, hey, listen, I literally had to be dependent. I had to be independent because I couldn't be dependent on
anybody
in life. So there's two sides I see. And I also see the hyper-independent side as well. Like, I see why they get there. But some people, as we said several times, you think like Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
and it bleeds into your real life.
And your real life, and then you become an idiot. Now you want a husband. And you're, oh, Jesus Christ.
And you're what?
I love my Lord. Because I need to stop and hold myself. Because there's some people
that you know,
it would be triggered.
Let them be triggered.
Go for it.
Yeah. Like, you're bleeding into a certain age group. And I'm more going to specify.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I can't specify.
I read a name popped up. Maybe two. Maybe three or four, actually.
And you're still talking the way you're talking?
Okay, I want to ask a question. Maybe never not in defense, but in understanding of those women. Some men find hyper independence as intimidating. Is it an issue?
No, I don't even think that's the case anymore, boys. I used to think that there was a time where I thought that it's like, oh geez, a man is just insecure. If a woman has her own thing and he doesn't want that, it's like, oh, he must have his own insecurity. I used to think that, and there's truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
There is truth to that.
Yeah.
To an extent, in some cases, I also think that men just want what they want. I don't think we can. If you've had several conversations about what you want, you might be able to clearly articulate what you want. Men may not have been able.
Okay, one, the world doesn't create space for men to have that conversation, and two, to be actually responsible for guys. Guys don't also create that space to be like, I want XYZ. I want XYZ. Fair. Just so we have.
So we can't be. We'd be able to tell people what we want based on who our girls are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, cool.
We would or we wouldn't.
We would.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
but prior, it'd be like, I just want a girl who's like calm.
Calm. Calm means a lot of things.
We know what we mean when we say calm, right? Yeah. So.
And calm, sorry, even in this context, calm means three different, very different things. Do you get me? Right? Yeah.
So when we're talking about that, and we say someone like this calm, we are talking about someone who exudes feminine energy.
Yes.
Who is the traditional, and I'm saying traditional in the most healthy way.
Yeah, like a balanced traditional.
A balanced tradition. Yeah. I just want to make it just very healthy. She's a home cooking, cleaning. She's a woman that we know a woman to be, a healthy woman.
Yeah.
And she's not a man. In essence.
Yeah, obviously not physically.
Yeah, not obviously not physically. In essence, she's not a dude. And if she's not, so when we say that, when we're just saying what we want, I don't want to be competing with my wife.
Yeah. And even like,
because I come from a workspace where all I'm doing is competing
all the time. I've got to come home
and she's whatever she's doing in her workspace, but I want to come home to peace.
Yeah.
I don't want to come home to another sort of someone who's like barking at you and
yeah.
demanding you to, you know, we want to come home to peace. And I'm not saying peace means be quiet and shut up. But peace is like, I want to come home knowing that my household environment is my peaceful environment and it's been taken care of. Do you know what I mean? So when a guy hears a woman who's like, okay, wait. When a guy hears a woman that's okay, she doesn't have a 9-to-5, she has a 9-to-5 plus a business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super independent. She makes her own money. Guy's not saying like, I'm intimidated because you make a lot of money. I don't think that some guys are saying that, but not all guys are saying that. I think some guys are saying
busy.
You're too busy. He has no words to articulate that.
Yeah.
It sounds like insecurity, but he's saying she's not gonna be able to take care of her kids.
Or she won't even have time for
me. She won't have time for me.
Or for us to spend. Us.
That's what he's seeing.
Yeah,
and she's like, bro's thinking about, because I had a client in here who had a guest in. She said she lost her dad. She was broken, and she said, I need you, to her boyfriend at the moment. I need you now.
Yeah.
And he took her down to Cork. They drove to Cork, went on a piss for the weekend, and while in the car she knew that this is the end, because he doesn't know how to be here for me.
Yeah.
When I said I need you, he has no emotional intelligence to be a structure, to be a rock for me in a time of need. His escape is drink.
Yeah. So let's go do what I know to do.
And he was asking her, why did you break up with me? And she couldn't articulate. It's only now, several years later, that she knew. It was an innate knowing.
Yeah.
I think guys have this innate knowing when they see a girl who's like super independent. It's like, not all girls are like this, but I don't think I want that from me.
Yeah,
because
and you're fine the way you are, whatever the case is. But
then she should have let him know, though.
She may not.
She wasn't able to articulate
at
it
that
then.
Time.
Yeah. She just knew that this wasn't you being there for me that I want in my life, but she didn't know how to say that.
Yeah. And even he as well didn't know to ask what does that mean.
What does that mean? Yeah,
they were young. Yeah,
yeah, you're younger. Yeah. No, they're still in their 20s, but like she didn't know.
Because it's kind of unfair on both parties, because he didn't know. But then again, she didn't know how to articulate that. Yeah. That's not what
also,
she wanted.
Also, you know when you know when you've checked out of a relationship?
Yeah.
Because you don't know the words to say.
She checked out prior before?
No, at that moment.
Okay.
But sometimes you don't know the words to say there and then, because you just haven't processed what that meant to you at that time, you know.
Even checking out, checking out could also mean losing the desire to have that conversation.
True,
because that conversation is tough.
You just don't care anymore.
Like that. Just like, you know what? I'm gonna end this anyway. So, might as well call it a day.
That whole thing was about the innate knowing, and I think an independent girl who's super financially stable, works hard, is not a bad thing in itself, right? It's a beautiful thing to see, and I think, for certain guys, they're like, yes. And I think those girls should look for those certain guys.
Yeah.
But don't give out to the rest of the guys who are saying, I want someone who'll be free enough.
But then on the flip side, sometimes when those girls are independent and doing a lot of stuff, it's because the men aren't doing what they're supposed to do.
Fair enough. Which is perfectly fine.
And they might have a track record where they've had to maybe even take care of the guy. And now it's just innate in them to be like, I have to get the money.
So I don't want, the one thing I want to be clear about is, if you're ever complaining about guys, if you've gone for guys who are broke, that you have to take care of, and you're complaining about them, you're the problem for me. Like, because the guys are broke. Do you know what I mean? He saw it as a moment or a time to enjoy himself with sugar mommy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Go for the guy who is a high standard. Now, here's my thing, guys. That's why I changed my mind. Look at all these like super rich men. And I'm not saying independent girls only go for super rich men. But based on what you just said there, they should be going for someone who's at the very least at their level or a bit higher.
Yeah. But those guys don't want them.
Those guys are not necessarily going for those girls.
Yeah, they don't want them. It's a priority, and
I don't think they're going for those guys.
And you know, I think some of those women are unaware of what men want.
Yeah.
Do you get me? They are being the men that they want. Mm-hmm. And going to men saying, well, I'm everything that you might need. I was like, I don't want that.
I might not want that.
I can do that for myself. Like, I can, you know, I can want my business and work.
Yeah.
I can do that. So if you're doing it, then what's the essence? It's almost like, what's the essence of me in your life type of thing? Do you get me? Mm-hmm. And then also, like, we won't have any time. We are business partners then.
Yeah, exactly.
business partners.
I've even seen some couples where, like, they're both in business and they both work together and they're both really good. And I think that's what I'm saying. Find those guys who say, like, hey, listen, I'm looking for a business partner plus a partner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm looking for those two.
Alex, have you heard of Alex Ramosi?
His wife.
All they do is the both of them just run businesses.
Yeah.
And eat and go gym. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Which, you know what I mean?
Which and works perfectly
works
for them.
Works perfectly for them. That's the type of people they are.
It's dynamics. Yeah. But my issue always with the ones who are saying, like, where are all the good men? But, well, let me tell you one thing. All the good men would probably be taken by now. Like, if you're in an age group, right, and you're looking
so
for
you're saying,
yeah, look, your age
you're
group.
Saying if and you're a guy and you're single at this age,
no,
you're a bad boy.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, men, a good man at 35, you know, could be taken easily.
Yeah, or looking for a second wife.
Or second wife at this stage. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, a good man. I'm talking about a good man. Don't even bring Christ into this thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even try and bring Christ into this one now, because that man have gone early. And I'm a little bit passionate about this, but I was talking to some girls who were like 20, 21, 22. Yeah. And they were naming all the good, like, men of God in the country.
Okay.
All of us are taken. From jump. Time ago. All of us have been gone.
Yeah.
And I said, sister, you are waiting for, like, let's use me as an example. You're waiting for somebody at my level leading a ministry.
You didn't get to your level.
Go for potential. Go for him while he's still struggling to pronounce Genesis. Yeah. As long as he has a heart. As long as the man has a small heart for God. Go for him. Invest in that guy. I'm telling you. They're waiting to go for Joshua Selman. He's not looking at you at this stage. Bro. Or he's been gone.
Bro.
Joshua Selman is doing a poll at the moment. He's not looking at you, bro. But yeah, it's true. A lot of girls want and it's not able to say that you have to go for the potential.
Of course, a lot
of girls, when they go for potential, they see that, oh, let me close one eye and just miss all the red flags. Nah, if you see a red flag, call it out. If it doesn't change, leave. Because, the longer you're in a relationship, the longer, the harder it is to leave.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Just leave when you see the red flag. Like, there's guys out there. Don't limit yourself to Ireland. Don't limit yourself to Ireland.
There's places in the UK.
You go to UK. Go to Essex.
Fly out.
Because, you know, I think Pastor, I was saying it one time. It was like, think about that top guy who's financially free, handsome. You want to add height. You want to add beard. You want to put all those small things in there, and then you also want to say, he's a God-fearing man. And I mean God-fearing with myself. Theophilus Sunday, we'll talk about him in a second.
There's a lot to unravel.
What happened with Theophilus?
You want a God-fearing man to that extent. And just think about how many of them are around. Probably very, very, very limited amount of those guys. And then you want to talk about how many girls are fighting for that one's attention.
What
makes you special?
I watched a TikTok today, and this woman, she did like an online test thing to see the percentage of men that she's attracted to.
Yeah,
her percentage was 0.2%.
You see,
and she was still on camera with chest saying, "Yeah, I'm not settling for less." I'm like, "What I said to
0.2%, not even 1%."
What I said to,
yeah, and what makes that guy want to see you and be like, "Yeah, I'm like, you're the one
of all my options,
of all these options, you know?" So, and I'm not saying girls settle for rubbish. I'm just saying, because there's a difference between rubbish and somebody has patterns and it's just not there yet.
It's that thing of the coin thing you did with Fiona.
Yeah, what do you want? Pick your priorities.
What's on your priority list?
Yeah.
But then as you get older,
It drops. It drops.
You have to, not settle. No, you know what? Settle
bro.
Because
you realize you're not special, man.
Yeah, the list you had at maybe 21, 22, 23, you're going to be crossing out stuff on that list when you get to like 28, 29.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the things at that early age won't seem as important. Because, mm-hmm. like, I don't want to say time is ticking, but time is ticking.
It is ticking, though. Bro, like, when you find a gem, you don't let go of that gem. You hold that gem. I was thinking, like, some guys, when they've let go of that girl, I'm like, broski.
All they do is going around in circles for the rest of their life.
For the rest of your life, you messed up.
Yeah, you messed up.
You let go of her, you know what I mean? I don't think... Sometimes guys leave a girl because they want to just enjoy small.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you messed up.
You're a failure.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But as time goes on, that's what I'm saying. If you find the gem early, keep the gem. But as time goes on, that gem, you know, you have to just redefine gem. You know, redefine gem. Just, you know, okay, maybe.
Your gem may not shine as bright.
Just not as bright.
Maybe ruby.
Yeah, you know, at one stage it was 9 carats.
Not 9 carats.
Now it's 4.5.
Just drop it down.
50% increase.
0.5. I say, bro.
So, to your last one, what happened?
Bro, it was just what people were saying online, first and foremost, about the wife was crazy.
What are you saying about the wife, bro?
Yeah. Like, you know, obviously because she's Jamaican. And she's not like Nigerian. She's not from the village or something.
Yeah.
They were saying that, you know, when he was doing revival at the end of his wedding.
Yeah, bro.
And then they were saying, why is she sitting down?
Oh, man.
Like, even if she was sitting down, so?
Yeah.
But then you weren't even there. You didn't see the whole
wedding,
She stood up at one point.
Yeah. You saw a TikTok clip. Weird though, like.
But then, what did you think about the revival at the end?
We'll talk about that in a second.
Because as I was watching it, I was like, a wedding though.
Wait.
There's a time and place for everything, sir.
2 seconds, right? It goes back to my point. Teofilo Sunday went for like, I don't know, she's like a real estate something.
Yeah.
Like, he just went for it. You would expect him, his wife, to be him. Just a female version of him. No, he's not going for that. Do you know what I mean? He's going for a Jamaican chick.
He goes, I can't be me.
Who's brilliant looking.
The guy says gaze was on Jesus.
As well as...
he was open.
The guy saw glory in the world. He saw glory.
You know, but like, it's like, okay, so there's that, right? Or you think that maybe every couple should be like Yinka and Sumisola.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's not going to be the case. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone's different.
Moses Bliss went for a chick in Ghana.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She didn't even wear makeup on the wedding day.
Bro, just a modest chick, you know what I mean? So it's like...
Depends on what you're looking for.
It depends on what you're looking for. So anyways, I saw... first hand Pastor Ayo's wedding, in the hotel, all the groomsmen and himself, we were all praying. We prayed for like 15-20 minutes, just blasting in tongues, praying over the marriage and stuff like that. And fair enough,
I just saw, I hear it.
Fair enough, brilliant, to do that. And then I think we went, did the white in the church. I think, like, you know, he's very much in the spirit all the time. So, like, he was definitely present, but he was like, at times you just catch him, like, when maybe pastor's preaching, and he's just like blabbing in tongues. Like.
Yeah.
And then we got to the wine. I think he loosened up a little bit, like, he was enjoying himself a little bit. Do you know what I mean? But I said to my baby, was like, there's random times that this guy was just speaking in tongues while the wedding ceremony is going on, which I found like interesting.
Yeah.
Not strange because it was him, but I just found it interesting. It's like
you wouldn't think you be like, it's not bad to be in the spirit, but you wouldn't think on your wedding day you're still going to be in that kind of mood.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I just found it quite interesting.
Yeah.
But also, it's a sacred thing between God and man, you know, in front of God and man. There is a space for the spirit, you know, so I understand the spiritual aspect. I thought that was the church aspect, you know, like the pastor doing
the preaching, you know?
So seeing Theophilus Sunday, and I know he's a spiritual man, very spiritual man, but for me, yeah, Revival, who's to say Revival can't break out at a wedding, you know? Genuinely, it's just like, yeah, yeah. I don't really
it's him. Yeah. Like, if it was going to be anyone, it would be, that's someone that he would do as well.
Yeah.
But then it's not bad. It's not a bad thing. It's unusual. We haven't seen
something
it.
To behold.
Yeah, we haven't seen it. It's unusual. Yeah.
I was just like,
because the guy was blasting in tongues,
bro, sweating,
in tongues,
took it like
it was in service.
Huh. He's so much prepared. I feel like because you had to get the mic set up and all of that.
Yeah. Do you know what I think as well? Is there a place and time for? I think there is a place and time for everything.
But do you think that is the place and time?
Not necessarily.
Not to us.
Not to me.
Not to us.
But it may but not. Maybe
because so, you said if you're here, you want to give your life to Christ. So someone there,
yeah,
people there gave their life to Christ.
Yeah. He said that.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, my natural maybe, and I'm thinking too carnally, but I'm just thinking like, you know, for example, we all know there's a place and time for everything.
Yeah.
Usually. Let me not even go to this one because that's actually too too many people would be on me for that. So, but like, I'll say after. I'll definitely say after. Okay. But we all know this. Like, even in terms of like church services and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
time and place for everything.
Yeah,
you know, I definitely think there's a time and place for everything.
I guess you've experienced those moments as well, even in church. Well,
yeah, you know, so. Because I respect the man of God, I don't want to necessarily.
My issue is,
I do think, ooh, like it's not even like this is like he's going to hell is bad. Nothing of the sort.
Yeah.
It's just that interesting. I wouldn't do that.
But I for me is I can't see it as a wrong thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's not
exactly. Yeah,
it's not wrong. So for me, it's like it's not wrong. I wouldn't also say it's okay or this should be what happens, but I'm just like
it's just unusual.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's unusual. Like that's new.
Do you think your missus would be pissed off if you started doing a revival service in your church?
100%.
For sure.
You better drop the mic on.
Maybe that's why she was almost sitting down.
Yeah, because I've come here to marry Theophilus Sunday. To be honest,
do you think she would have known the extent of who you was to that level?
I think so. If you're gonna marry somebody, yeah, I think so. Yeah,
is he,
she would have
because
especially when you're me in the family.
I know what you're saying, but the issue is, I don't believe he prepped for this.
No, I don't think so,
and I don't believe there was ever a world in which there was a conversation of there's a potential that's in this wedding we might go into the spirit.
You could never know.
You know what? I even think it happened at Yin Khan, Sumi Sala's one.
Yeah?
I think, yeah, they had a worship moment. With
the worship moment, yeah.
So I think this must have stemmed from Theophilus singing at his own wedding.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I even think Dunsin sang as well.
Yeah.
I believe.
At Theophilus' wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they're singing, you know, these are anointing. Men in the spirit. Anointing comes.
Anointing will flow.
It's very easy for things to sort of shift into the space.
Anointing will flow.
And get lost in the space. So it's very easy, you know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting as well.
To be honest, you're right.
Yeah.
If those level of powerhouses
were
to come together, if Theophilus and Dusty came here and sing now, they
this have is holy shift. Moment.
Oh,
it's true. Things can change in a second. Like in a second, you know. So I
see now and I was like, whoa,
this is
different. Yeah. One is prophesying at his wedding, doing altar call at the wedding.
Remember when we joked about, oh, what do you mean when you say you want a God-fearing man? He's actually the benchmark.
It's like the definition.
Yeah, that is a God.
Your wedding turned. Like when you ask a girl, next time you're talking to a girl about, oh, what do you mean by your God favorite? Say, would you mind him doing a revival service at your wedding?
At your wedding.
Your mom that came with the bride's mother is on the floor ruling. Bro,
after you finish, everyone's a girl. You have to be retired again.
You can't even do reception.
Everything has shifted.
You can't even do reception. No, not go, 1 ounce of worldly bro. Music. Try it.
The speaker will blow.
Yeah, man. No, it's mad. The whole wedding thing as well is very interesting to me because, again, you know, obviously now that I'm looking at doing a wedding and stuff like that, it's very much what do you want versus what the world wants.
Yeah.
You're always battling that, those two sort of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, now I joke obviously when I say I'll do it in the studio.
I'm on 30 people, 40 give or take. You'll be squished though.
Overflow. So we just come out. That's the sense of time.
Overflow.
No, but obviously, like, obviously, I didn't grow up thinking about my wedding.
Mm. Yeah.
What would it look like? I obviously grew up thinking that one day I'll be married, have kids.
Details, no.
Never thought about the details.
Yeah.
On the flip side, girls talk about the details, but the details were informed by...
It's Disney, man.
Disney and what they saw, you know, in... Some girls will watch, you know, YouTube videos of weddings for fun, you know. So it's very interesting to come together and say, hey, what do we want? Versus also, what do you... Not, I'm going to say people, it's like, you're considering family. And considering,
I think that's the only people that should be considered, in my opinion,
to an extent as well, bro.
To an extent. Long as it doesn't compromise kind of what you guys, fundamentally want.
It's not major, like it's not a major thing where like you're like. For example, I'm very happy with my mom. My dad wants to show up; it's cool,
mm-hmm.
and my like family, and then obviously my friends, like my good friends.
Yeah.
Then I'm also like, how would that look? With certain pastors, you got to consider that because you just got to, like, some of those things is like, yeah, it's my wedding, do what I want. And so, I'm going to see this pastor soon.
Mm. What do you think the consequence of that would be, though?
My mom could get smoke for it. I could get smoke for it in terms of just like, you always want to be in favor with these people.
Honor.
Yeah.
It's kind of a,
it's honor. Yeah. So you just kind of like, okay, I'll bite the bullet for that one. Then you want to like I would always want my guys, my team over like someone I haven't talked to in 5 years.
Yeah.
But it's like, do you got to honor this person before you?
Yeah.
It's very interesting, you know. And like people have said to me severally, like even adults, like they've just without fail, they're like, you know, they kept saying to her, you know, he has a big family. You know he can't do a small wedding.
Mm.
I'm thinking, yo.
So people that you don't even see as family see you as family.
100%. So then, you know, I'm listening to this. I'm saying, auntie, if you're willing to put a bag, I'm game.
I'm willing to.
I'm game.
Well, I'll find you a table and chair.
I'm game. But if you're just talking, saying he has a big family and they all have to come, I'm just like, this is very interesting to me now, you know? So yeah, I just found it very interesting that we were. I was not like wrestling. We're not fighting or anything. We're discussing. Like it's always like
wrestling with the idea, I guess. Yeah,
the idea of like, okay, what do you want? And then also, what do people want? Like even if you're looking at venue, you're looking at okay, what's your ideal venue?
Yeah,
and you're also looking at are people going to say this about this? Like you're always wrestling that thing because of the age we're in as well.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If this was like 20 years ago. You found a good spot. You found a good church. You married in there. You found a hall that had basketball hoops. And you did your reception in there.
And you
enjoyed yourself. And it cost you a subtotal of $3,000. I'm not even joking, joking. The halls back then were 150,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, all day.
Like, when someone that we know did their wedding in Niger, it cost them a total of, I think, less than 10 million naira.
Which is what?
Which is about
now. It's
back then, I don't know what the rate was back then, but right now it's probably like 8K,
yeah,
8K, 9K maybe.
A whole wedding,
Now, the one wedding is times two of that, maybe even times three,
almost times three, times
three, maybe.
You know how mad that is?
Wedding, like, I'm a victim of the wedding industry.
Jesus Christ,
you'll soon be a victim.
I was watching a video on this woman in the UK, and she was just talking about how she did everything on the cheap and was able to get so much done.
Yeah.
On a crazy ass budget. Like
getting
mates as photographers and that kind of thing.
You see
getting cars in those places, getting mates.
I'm like, I have people, definitely. But at the same time, you're kind of like, some of these people are so close to you that you don't even want to work them
on the wedding
on the wedding day. So there's that.
But if things
get tight, sister, flicks.
Bring that camera,
sister.
Yeah, find somebody else who can do shifts. 2 hours on, 2 hours off.
We will walk. You know, I think it's so mad. Like, legit, back in the day, man would have an auntie in the church to say, we'll cook for everybody.
Yeah.
Solid.
Just pay for the ingredients.
We'll sort that out. Don't worry about it. Back in the day, church is not costing you anything. The hall is costing you nothing. No, the sewing clothes from Nigeria was nothing.
Nothing.
Right. All of these things were just nothing. Do you know what I mean? Now there's something. Because I think they realize, hey, because of social media, when the standard has been raised in terms of like the quality of weddings, so we can now throw up our prices. Like, how's the decor, you know, how's the decor costing you 5,000? How's the decorations?
That's going to be destroyed right after.
How is a table cover 10 euro? Like, how is chair covers 5? Like, you know, per chair. Like, think about it.
That's crazy.
So I've got to think about you when you come to my wedding. I've got to think, are you worth that 10 euro table cover? Are you worth that 5 euro chair cover? Are you worth the 60, 70, 80 euro per head? Are you also worth... No, wait! Are you getting me?
That's damn near 300 quid per person.
For you alone? I don't know.
That's mad.
Do you know what I mean? So it's very interesting when you look at those things. But it's the one day. Do you man think? How do you feel about it? I know you both did it, but were you catering to her? Like, do you care?
Obviously, yeah. I'm not gonna say every guy, because there's some guys out there that actually care about every little detail, but most guys don't.
Yeah.
Like, I was good to just go to the call to the civil line, call it a day.
Call it a day, yeah.
But then again, when you decide to do a wedding, you might as well do it well.
Yeah, 100%.
If you get me, you might as well do it well, and to especially when you're spending that kind of money.
But what does well mean though?
Yeah, what like does well
to,
mean?
To your ability, to where your money can reach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, don't go over and. Because some people now, they want to do weddings just to trend.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
If that's your reason. No, even. Is that fine if that's your reason? Just have the money to do it.
Yeah.
But like, don't do what your money can't do.
Because, bro, like, I can't remember. I could remember, like, genuinely, all I remember from your wedding, obviously I hosted and stuff like that, but all I remember was the beautiful stage that you guys sat on.
Mm.
I can't remember any details about it. I just remember it being beautiful.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Had fun.
And I had fun. Everyone wore brown and beige.
Yeah.
I don't remember what color the chairs were. I do not remember what was on the tables.
But then you're a guy. Ask a girl that.
Ask a girl that's different.
A girl might remember every single thing.
Yeah?
She might remember. Okay. Probably.
Really?
Probably.
I think I could probably remember the menu.
Oh, I didn't sit on the tables, so I didn't really.
Yeah,
I remember what I ate though. Like, it was nice rice.
You're not a good litmus test because you are working.
Yeah,
do you get me?
I just always thought that guys were like that, because I remember I remember there's another wedding, traditional wedding that I think most of us would have gone to. I'm not sure, it was a couple of years back.
Yeah,
and I just remember the stage,
and it was good.
I ate at the table. Yeah. I don't remember what the table cover was.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what we ate. I just know we ate good food.
And you had fun.
And we had fun. I remember what I wore. And I remember the vibes were immaculate on the dance stage, on the dance floor. Immaculate vibes.
Do you know what I remember? Do you know what I'm battling with though?
And the DJ. The DJ did.
He did work.
No, the DJ. No, remember, I don't know if you remember, the DJ was called for the trad, but the whites, we had a bit of it.
Gotcha.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I just remember those things.
Yeah, you remember like moments, not particularly like all the bits and bobs.
What flowers they used, but maybe that's what girls think about.
Girls will tend to remember more.
So are we saying that girls are coming to weddings, right? I'm not. I've never heard of this, but girls are coming to weddings saying, the purple flowers are not really doing it for me.
I'd imagine so.
I'd imagine so. Some people are like that.
Think about it. Like you said, girls dream dreamt about this day their entire lives. And now they're coming to
somebody else's wedding, your friend's wedding. I said, the purple.
Yeah, they were like, oh, I wouldn't have made that choice.
Jesus, like, right,
that's why you didn't have
maybe to. Not the way you're saying.
Yeah, maybe not that way.
they'll definitely be observant and say, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's not nice. Oh, I'll do this different. Like, it's in every room you walk into, you kind of observe as well.
Yeah.
Kind of like if you walk into a room and you see some that's not meant to be there, you're going to be like, oh.
I think in your wedding, yeah, right, the earth tones that we all had to wear made sense with the room.
Yeah.
No, I do remember I remember the room because I've been to the room several times.
Do you know what I mean?
I was in the room maybe like a month ago as well. Like, yeah. But like for me, it made sense. Everything, it looked all homey. I was like, okay. Everything just blends beautifully here. Do you get me?
Like, I know, bear in mind, when I've gone to like brilliant places, I'm like, oh, that was a beautiful space I've been to. You, for sure. And of course, if you see something that's out of place or wrong, but if someone like is going for peach for the wedding and all the colors are peach, why are you going in there saying, I wouldn't have chosen that? It's not your wedding.
I know.
It's the one who wants to do peach. And I'm not saying peach is a color for our wedding. I'm not saying that.
No, bro, people do that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, people go to someone's house and be like, oh, I wouldn't choose. Why would you choose that chair?
Yeah.
Do you get me? Why is your car purple color that? Or why would you buy that car? Why are you wearing that hoodie and that on those jeans together? It's like, people do this all the time. So it's just.
Do you think that's projection as well, right? People are projecting that.
I don't think necessarily it's projection.
Okay, if I said to you, oh, why are you wearing like that shirt with that those bottoms?
It's not projection.
Why projection on you?
It's not projection.
I think it's it's something worse. I don't think it's projection. I think it's like
it's worse. You think so?
Yeah, it's a hierarchy thing. You feel like you're better than.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You know,
to some extent, because it's just like.
No,
why are you concerned?
I know what you're saying.
Why are you concerned with someone else's choice? I've never walked out of my house and saw someone else and just be like, what would you do that?
Like, bro, that's what you are wearing. What concerns me?
I know. I hear what you're saying. Could there be that someone is concerned with somebody else's choices and somebody else is like, I just don't like that. And I mean that in terms of like. Have you seen somebody dress in all Fendi?
Yeah.
And just be like,
it looks tacky.
It looks tacky to me. I'm not.
Yeah, I guess you can look.
It's not my style. Yeah. But I won't go to the person and say, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I think that what now he's saying is, and what I was saying as well, I think so.
Yeah.
Is if someone comes up to you and says, I wouldn't wear those two together.
Yeah.
They're coming to you as a fashion stylist, bro.
Yeah, you see that? I would have done that.
Yeah,
okay. Do you get me? I would have made it better.
But if you ask me and says, bro, what do you think about these two? And I goes, I don't know.
Yeah, you're kind of looking down on them in that sense. Yeah, why would you?
Exactly. So imagine walking to someone's wedding and be like, I don't know about those colors. He's like,
well, it's the way you man are doing it. Like, he's like, that's very condescending.
That's the word, condescending.
Yeah, it's very condescending.
Like, or to even just voice that out, just like, nobody asks me your opinion.
Yeah.
Someone else says, oh my God, I love this space. And he goes,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Like, I believe that you can have those kind of thoughts.
I keep it.
You can take it.
A billion percent.
Yeah. Don't vocalize it.
No,
don't
vocalize it.
Unsolicited as well,
like, especially in front of everybody. Yeah. Like maybe if it's like maybe with your friends or your partner or something like that. Hey.
Wasn't this a conversation we said we were having about if the baby's ugly? If your mate has an ugly baby.
Don't voice that out.
Shut your mouth.
He's a rotten kid.
you go back home and laugh with your partner, right? Well, you don't say it in front of
the room. Go home. Go to the car.
Get to the door, bro.
Did you see that church?
No, but when babies come out, they're always ugly.
Not old, bro.
When they fresh out. Like, think about it. They're coming from a different world. Like they look almost alien-like. Like their face is all scrunched up.
Coming from a different world is actually so accurate.
That's so true.
It's actually mad.
But
bro.
You know, one thing I've been battling with when it comes to the idea of weddings is attention. I hate it.
Pastor Ayo hated. Like he was physically bothered by the level of attention he's never got it before.
And you could tell, yeah.
You could tell.
Yeah.
Bothered by it.
Bro, I'm like it damn near gives me anxiety. I hate it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, all eyes are on you.
Yeah, but even on stage, it's something different.
Yeah, it's different. You're performing, bro.
Yeah, it's different. So yeah. It's like I'm doing something for you.
Yes.
Now you're here for me. Why?
I think a lot of you're better than. Yeah, yeah. They're like, you're like, why? Because I got the invite. Bro. But it's right. It's right. Because every time I think about it in my context as well, it's like if I was on the stage before us performing, if I'm on the stage with you, man, we're entertaining.
Yeah.
If I'm on the stage in OC, I'm pouring out.
Yeah.
You might think that, oh yeah, this like you're used to attention. Yes, I'm used to attention when I'm doing something for you.
Yes, yes.
But I'm not
used
to attention.
To just exist.
Because I'm marrying somebody.
Yeah, like, it's just, I'm just so uncomfortable with that idea.
Especially when you're dancing as well.
Bro.
Too much
attention. Like, how was your first dance?
First dance.
But you the both of you need
to, but just talking.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to be doing that.
You can't just dance.
In complete silence.
You can't just dance. Like, you're dancing, yeah.
Bro, no, but you see, in the... You know when you're dancing, that's what you're not be telling her. Tabadoke.
Oparo experience.
Encounter.
We go tear the veil.
I can't say that. Now it's damn near black for me. Now it's black for me.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? No, because even the eye contact, like, obviously you have to be good with eye contact with your girl already. Mm. Just know that, baby, it's me and you locked in here. Because if you don't have good eye contact with your girl... why are you looking at me like this? Why are you looking at me? Looking away like, do you know what I mean? So you gotta. That's very interesting, man. Very interesting. In other news, this guy, your man apologized, man. And I remember I said it. I don't know if it was the last episode.
J. Cole.
I don't know if I said it in the last episode or the one before. I was like, it's the friendliest sort of rap beef I've ever seen.
It's not getting friendly anymore, though.
What was it like now?
Well, I didn't listen to the song. This is just what I know off Twitter. Drake went for Rick Ross, Metro Boomin. Was it Metro Boomin or Metro Boomin?
Metro Boomin, yeah.
Future.
Oh, yeah.
Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
Just those four, isn't it?
Man.
I think
it's just those four. And they were saying stuff like... But I don't think it will ever get, like, physical.
I think you shouldn't. It's just get, like, use your pen and paper, right?
Yeah.
It should be just the worst thing.
J. Cole to even delete this.
Yeah, well, took the song down.
I think he meant what he said because the album was called My Delete Lay or something.
He deleted that song.
So maybe it was all planned, but I don't think it was planned. Because think about it, J. Cole has always been saying for years that I'm the number one. Anyone that comes at me can get it.
Yeah,
but like now this is your chance to prove that because. Down there, every rap fan, yeah, they have J. Cole third. It's either Drake, Kendrick, Drake,
yeah,
and then J. Cole.
J. Cole's always
so this out. Was your time to prove that, okay,
yeah.
I'm actually number one.
Yeah.
You went to release this song. Two days later, you deleted it. And not just that, you apologized.
The problem is, you see,
you haven't sleepless nights.
No, for a few... For a few melodic lines. I think a lot of people don't have that heart.
Yeah, yeah. Of just being able to, like, beef.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I'll apologize. Bro?
Yeah, but... Don't release a song. Yeah. Then apologize.
Because the problem is...
Just don't do anything.
Bro...
I'd reach out like before.
That song has been listened to many, many times before it came out.
Yeah, exactly.
You have many opportunities.
Yeah.
He wanted, people said he was out for 1 week because he wanted that first week of sales. Mm.
Oh, yeah?
First week of sales. Because
It was in the album, innit?
First week sales,
deleted after. He's won.
But this, what J. Cole did is a very J. Cole thing to do. As well,
it's within his character.
It's what he would do.
Yeah,
it's like a hippie. It's just
J. Cole has a song called "Love Yours." What's his name? Drake ever released a song like that? Just be happy with your life. You know, love what you have.
Be content.
I will be content.
You see what Drake did to Meek Mill. That's vindictive.
What did he?
The beef back in the day.
Time ago, yeah.
Vindictive. Oh,
That was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad. Like,
it was two diss songs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Back to back and something
and then,
else.
And then his concert just posting all the memes up on screen. Like, that level of vindictiveness, Cole doesn't have that.
Yeah.
Cole doesn't
Drake
have that.
Drake is petty.
And then Drake now went out to Pusha T and Pusha T said, I am your dad.
Do you know who would be the best? Like, if you were sick at rapping?
Who?
50 Cent.
Oh, yeah.
No, 50 Cent is decent at rapping.
No, I'm just saying, like, he's not sick, like.
Yeah, he's not, like, sick.
Like, he's a great rapper.
He was sick at his time.
He was amazing. Like, yeah, but now, I don't think...
But I reckon if he releases this now, it will be good.
It'll be good.
Because that guy is super, tough.
Bro, that guy...
Do you know what?
He's not taking his foot off Diddy's neck.
He's a villain. He's a villain.
My guy was like, did you offer to buy me clothes? Nigga, what? Do I look I need clothes, nigga? Nah, but do you know what it is? I think...
This is fantastic.
Do you know what? I think on the other side as well, I think battle rapping is actually a skill set that requires... prior research.
100%.
Do you get me? Because I've been watching this UK battle rap thing that Marx hosts.
Okay.
Pen Game,
Yeah, but it's actually sick. There's this one guy, I can't remember his name. All he does is research. Bro, he was battle rapping this guy, pulled up a piece of paper. This is the message that you sent to me back in this.
My days.
Took off his hoodie. There's your mom. There's your baby mom's on his back. Yeah. Like, that's what battle rap is.
And battle rap, there's no like...
No line.
There's no line.
Yeah.
Bro, I was used to watch battle rap back in the day and these
guys...
You
ever watch URL?
Yeah, these guys used to make fun of people's dead mothers, people's brothers that had them, so cerebral palsy.
That's crazy.
Like, bro, no line in that scene. And the guys will go...
No. So, like, as a... I don't even want to repeat
sometimes you can't laugh. You laugh in your mind.
Bro, you look like Jesus Christ. Bro, do you know one there? Charlie Clips.
You remember something?
No, you can't laugh. Bro. You can't
laugh. No, there's some ones they say about like
It's crazy.
Someone said that I can't even say this on camera.
Bro, I think the one time I talk about the research thing, bro, they went on to they pulled out Charlie Clips like dad's records.
Jeez,
like prison records.
No, like he was a snitch.
Jesus.
And in that world,
bro, the guy just pulled it out. Just showed everybody. And he gave the crowd. He just threw papers out to the crowd. Read it. That is a snitch.
Well, this one,
that was the battle lost.
To be a he lost. Yeah. To be a snitch in New York.
Yeah, crazy.
Can't be a snitch in New York and be in battle rap.
You can't even be connected by mistakes. You can't be connected.
You can't.
That's actually so crazy.
Maybe but yeah, society.
But like yeah. So if you want to do rap battle even in the game, you need to go down to that level.
Yeah. You have to be a certain person. You have to get to that space.
So if you think about it with that knowledge and then look at Drake and Pusha T, he's like, oh, that's just straight battle rap.
Yeah.
Pusha T ended him. He goes, oh, I will reveal your son to the world before you.
Yeah, Pusha T. Yeah.
Do you get me? And he goes, oh, the woman you had it with is a OnlyFans, is a porn star. Like,
even revealed that he did blackface back in the day as well.
That was a cover. That was a cover art for one of the songs.
My gosh. Pusha really took it to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
You see, when it comes to rap out there, the tough skin you must have as well.
Crazy.
Because if someone says something about my family like that, or revealed to the world, before I revealed this to the world.
Wait, that's not even the
world.
I'm
not rapping anymore. Like, we're not rapping.
We're fighting.
You know, face to face battle as well.
Yeah.
If the person that gets a reload. So I'm not hearing the line for the second.
Repeat trauma, bro.
Repeat trauma.
Especially when they're not all up in your face.
Yeah, bro. I used to watch those things. There's a guy called Conceited. It goes,
Conceited.
Slow it down. I just diss you. And the same thing again. A guy called, what's the guy?
Conceited
Hitman,
is good.
Yeah, he's called Hitman Holler, right?
Yeah.
I think he does remixes. So he'll say the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Say like, I'm just gonna use something random. Like, I pistol whipped you, right? And my sister did you,
yeah.
And he goes, say, Remix? He goes to the crowd. Remix? Remix? I piss. You just say pistol. Just receiving this, bro. Pistol. Whip. I was like, this guy is crazy, yeah, crazy, man. Some of these things are just crazy. Like,
there's one demon. What's his name again? Arsenal.
No, he was vile there's and violent. Demon.
He was rude.
He would talk about your family, and he would tell you what he's doing to your mom, to your sister.
And you say,
if somebody said that to me, fighting words.
And he has a straight face, all true.
And it's in your face.
Because I'm going to watch some butter rap when I get home today. No, bro, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, no, it's mad.
But I was watching a TikTok, and this guy was talking about five stages of a relationship, right? And it goes, a lot of people... So he goes five stages, honeymoon, where everything is good and sweet, power struggle, which is the time in which you're seeing them for who they are, okay? Seeing all their differences, so you're past the honeymoon phase. Then adaptation and acceptance, accepting the differences in your partner, and then understand that this person may never change. So this is kind of who they are, right? maybe not obviously negative things, but you know what I mean? Just the fundamentals of someone's character and commitment. So full acceptance of who they are, committing to building a life together, and then finally oneness, which is like knowing each other, reading each other's minds and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he goes, a lot of people never understand how hard it is to get from 2 to 3.
What's the difference between 2 and 3?
So getting from 2 to 3 is, so the honeymoon phase,
right?
The power struggle phase, which is now understanding their differences, and then going to adapting and acceptance. He goes, a lot of people don't understand how hard it is to get from that 2 to 3, and it could be many reasons, ego and all these things. So all they do in life is just break up, enter the next relationship, honeymoon,
and
they don't go to 3, break up, so you're just stuck in this loop.
That's actually so true.
And it's a cycle.
Bro, literally, and then it's like when you find someone.
All men are trash, idiot. don't be a victim, idiot.
But it was just like, once you find that person, you now accept, and then you start working through, and then making that commitment. And then you not achieve that level oneness. Of oneness of like, yo, we're different, but I get you, you get me.
And I think that's a big problem in our generation. We don't want to work for anything like that. Like, even even when it comes to jobs, once it gets tough, a lot of people just leave.
Yeah.
And get on to the next one. They've now taken that to relationships where, oh, you see one or two red flags. You say, it's giving me the ick.
Like, bro, deal with
it.
Most
silly thing.
Yeah,
it'll be the most.
Oh, when he gets out of his car, his ass cracks.
No, hold on.
I hear it.
Why is your ass crack showing, though?
No,
sometimes, dude.
You're posting a bit low. It's a bit low, and you're not aware, man. Do you know what I mean?
It's not one of your good boxes, right?
So the elastic is loose.
It's a bit loose.
Watch this tomorrow.
It's more breeze, and you get up immediately.
Like you try to. sometimes it's like,
oh man,
but out of your control.
I think yeah, you're right, man. I think we're too like fickle in this generation. Like, we're just kind of like, yeah, if it doesn't work, we'll move to the next thing. But
which is good and bad.
It has its benefits.
It has its benefits and it has its cons as well.
My problem always is when we're giving out sort of a thought. I've got to be aware of the people that's going to receive what I'm saying out. Saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, I say, if you're not feeling it, leave. I've got to be aware that I'm talking to you. Gullible people,
okay,
as well as people who are able to filter out
what you're saying,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think there's an idea as like, pursue your happiness. If you're not happy in a place, leave.
Mm-hmm.
As like, there's someone who's saying that, like, oh yeah, the second my boss asked me, why was I late? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had a bit of eyes today. I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. I'm unhappy.
Like, I'm
leaving. Now you're being an idiot.
Yeah, because you're the problem.
Yeah. So when I'm giving that information, I should be able to as well say, like, the parameters of where you should leave when things are sort of going wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it gets to a certain stage.
Yeah, like if you see abuse.
Yes. Leave. You know, those things leave.
But if you see that this person is directionless, leave.
Directionless is 100%.
But like this,
guy's aimless.
Yeah, just leave. Like,
you know.
But those are the parameters. But not just I saw his ass crack.
Yeah, or he didn't wish me good morning. Yeah. Say good morning to me this morning. Yeah, you know, like there's certain things. It's like,
but then do you know what? Those can also lead to big things.
100%.
Because sorry, I was watching a video on this psychologist. She was just talking about, she's talking about another psychologist that she read a study off of, and it goes one of the biggest indicators to a successful relationship is when your partner cares about the little things. So he would just say, she was just talking about this woman was talking to her husband, and she just telling him, look, they were just driving through the countryside, and she just goes, that tree is so beautiful. And she's like, he didn't even bother to look at what I was trying to show him. She's just like, so you don't care about the little things that I care about, but like the whole existence of your life is more or less little things. It's not big moments.
I know, I 100% agree. And so for example, right, I'll use that same thing as an example.
Mm-hmm.
My girl says she loves cherry blossom trees.
Yeah.
She loves them.
Yeah.
Right? We were somewhere yesterday and I said, oh, look, a cherry blossom tree. Like, I haven't seen one in ages, but yeah. I was like, oh, look, a cherry blossom tree. And she said, oh, yeah, you know. I was like, yeah, I know because you've told me a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
The first time, I had the clue there's different names for trees, bro. Bam tree, oak tree, you know, like, yeah, so yeah. It's okay. It took me some time to clock her little detail.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, but this was like a married couple.
No, I understand. Yeah. I'm saying there might be some times as well, because I understand what you're saying, mm-hmm. there, because that has so much validity in itself.
Yes.
And
yes,
also
yes.
On the flip side, you know there's days where
there's
like,
nuance.
Yeah, there's nuance. There's, nuance. There's days where like you're not in the mood to talk or to care about what she, like she's in a fairy tale mode and you're like, bro, there's bills I have to pay. She asked me to look at a tree. Yeah. Bro, I'm driving. Like, do you understand? Yeah, like, there could be that.
There's nuance.
There's nuance to that, you know. But I do agree with the details thing. Yeah. It's a very important thing because our lives are made up of those little details. Yeah, exactly. I 100% agree with those things. When it comes to shifting in marriage or shifting in relationships, because I was going to ask based on that thing, how long does it get to become oneness? Because the reason I'm going to ask that question is because do you get to a place of oneness before you're married?
I think it's possible.
Fair. When you get married, I heard this, I don't know who said it, but you have to divorce your wife at least 2-3 times. Not divorce
physically, but in your mind, or
in your mind, the person you got with at 20 is not the person that you with now at 60.
Yeah.
So you got like, you have to have divorced that person several times.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like
that process is probably a recurring. I see what you're saying.
It's probably like a reoccurring process because thing. Now say she's a mother now, but you could get to a honeymoon stage with the mother.
Yeah. Yeah,
or you could just now be at a power struggle stage or.
I think that's the thing. I feel like, especially during, like, once you get married, once she becomes a mom, the person before is gone.
It's gone.
She's completely different now.
You have to divorce that person.
Yeah, and then even in that stage, once your children get to like secondary school, or something,
she's a different woman, bro.
She's a different person altogether.
Yeah,
she now has maybe more time. She can do that or whatever.
She's in yoga now. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
But like, yeah, that's true.
She's a book club and all these type of things. That you're like, that's a different woman.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, how to be one with that person over several occasions or several changes throughout our life.
Yeah.
And that's the thing when I think about marriage. I'm not thinking about...
It's like how do you...
Bro, I'm in my 20s.
The goal should be to maintain that oneness throughout.
That oneness throughout. Yeah. I'm in my 20s now. I'm more or less concerned about getting married, stabilizing my life.
Yes.
And enjoying the upper room. Do you know what I mean? Like, as it's this stage, my blood is, you know,
still
active. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My next stage, I'm going to be rearing kids.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I can't be thinking about
your life further.
Exactly. Establishing more things. Yeah. And then you go into the next phase where you're like, okay, you're sending them off, maybe, or wherever you're in a different stage in life, and she's in a different stage in life, becoming one with that person forever. And I think I was listening to a pod where the guy was saying like, they're talking about like it's a normal thing, like the down word slope in their marriage. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's a natural thing. I think it happens. It's just that people that go through the downward slope, some like leave and some just build
rise
the back
it,
up.
Rise above it.
I think it's a natural thing.
Yeah, it should
like,
be.
Like, is it a wild thing to be like, I love you, I know I love you innately. And as I'm looking at you, I don't know. There's nothing. I don't know. I've never felt this. So
I don't think it should be a natural thing to look at the person you.
Okay, that's not a natural thing. But I guess I'm saying like a relationship can't constantly go like this.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because life doesn't constantly go like this. There's peaks and valleys.
Parents will die.
Up and down.
Exactly. How do you deal with those things? Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, it's like. I was even, we had had another client in here on the weekend, and the guest was an OF model. Mm-hmm. She was married, and second, her dad died. Her dad was her world.
Yeah.
Second, her dad died.
Life crumbled.
Within 2 weeks, she left her husband. No problem. So what did I do? No more. You know what I mean? Within 2 weeks, she said, I don't know, I forgot what she said specifically, but she was like, done with him after her dad died. And it broke her. She went into drugs, went into drinking, got with the person that she's with now, considered to do porn together. She has kids who are 18, 16.
How old is this person?
40. She has a 20-year-old, 18-year-old kid and 16-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing that. That's what she's doing now. And she's happy with her decisions. And the guys that were interviewing her said, like, you know, let's trace this back. What made you think this was okay or whatever? What's the...
the catalyst to your actions.
To your actions. She said it was because of her dad dying. And I was thinking, she just handled the death of her father, whatever way she did handle that.
She
blew up her life.
To a certain extent.
To where she's at now,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, to where she's at now.
It's toxic where she's at now, bro. And and it's actually wild because she thinks she's in a healthy space.
Yeah, she doesn't. She said, hasn't recovered.
Well, she hasn't. She hasn't.
Yeah, she's still in that space, man.
I think she even mentioned that she hadn't even recovered.
Yeah.
The guy that she's with now is filthy. She doesn't like him because he's filthy. The guy's really filthy. The guy,
like dirty type of thing.
No, as in like
Okay.
Nasty,
okay.
Calls the kids saying like, I just
your mom.
Damn. Or I just a video of your mom.
Yeah.
I just like finished off the whole vibe to the kids. Like, that's the culture that they're in.
And what she doesn't say anything.
She's all right with it.
Everything is what's well, true, my guy.
Start exposing too many things. But you know what I mean? Like certain things. Like so she's okay with that. It's now. Crazy. And so my whole point of saying that is that she reacted to her father's death in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. God, we've gone with girls who are solid girls.
Yeah.
But that's obviously a mad extreme way that she dealt with her father's death. But people deal with deaths or loss so differently.
But we don't even know how we will handle it.
We don't know how we will handle it. That's also like the wife that you got to deal with or the husband that you got to deal with when loss happens and they're grieving and you can't control the way someone grieves.
Like, and that's the thing. When you say yes, you're saying yes to...
To that.
You're saying yes to whatever is coming up.
Like, you know... Let's look at so many scenarios, bro, where she's like, she doesn't want to shower anymore. No. I've heard people grieve that way, bro. No.
She doesn't. Unless she's asking for a particular favor.
No favors, bro.
For particular favors.
You don't want to shower anymore.
No, I didn't ask you for particular favors.
Bro, do you know what I mean? Like, she's saying, she's not there. I just don't want to shower. She's showering once or twice a week. Or once in 2 weeks or whatever it is, and the room is now becoming a mess.
Yeah,
like, that's depression. She's going through a deep, dark time.
Yeah.
And yes, it's uncomfortable for me because like you smell, and the room is in a mess.
Yeah,
and nothing's getting done. and now you've left work, or your work has fired you because
you're off
your head. I've got to now take off the bills that you were holding down. Mm-hmm. I've got to do extra shifts. The house is a mess. You're a mess. I understand what you're going through. And it's pissing me the hell off.
Do you think you can
deal with that?
Deal with that.
I have no clue, mate. I think I'll be gone after a week. do you know what I mean? Because
there's only a certain amount of time that you can deal with that.
For better or for worse, my bro. Wife.
No, but not like leave, but I'm saying like wake up. Like how that guy would say, Eddie Abu, wake the F up.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Like if it's going on for like, I don't want to put a time frame on it. If it's going on for a time frame that will get me to that stage, I might have to deal with it that way, because a lot of people just need a bit of tough love, you know. But then you can't do that with grief as well.
Like
you can't.
So I don't know.
Sometimes look at the issue here, or I'm trying to find a word. The struggle, in essence, is that she's grieving. God forbid any of her, you know, but your partner's grieving and she needs you. Now, while she's grieving, she's doing all these things, and you're like, yeah, she's not intentionally doing this. This is just how it's being displayed.
Yeah.
And if you were to leave now,
you look like a dickhead.
You leaving your wife while she's grieving is horrific.
Bro, and if she gets through that by herself, without you.
Oh, bro, do you know what I mean?
It's not come back.
What,
from
Bonnie, if it's going on for a year, you have to call it out, man.
No, I
and you're showering for once in 2 weeks for a whole year. What's going on here?
You know, I'm obviously thinking of an extreme case. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like,
I guess I'm like, that's a safe extreme compared to that story.
Yeah,
I'll take that any day. Give me that.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
like it's, if you're like breaking down and crying once in a while for like 5 years, that's grand. Like,
yeah,
that's expected. But shower.
Yeah. Because Joe was mad. Like I studied in college. I studied in Bible college. I studied pastoral care as a module, and we dealt with sort of all the issues. Some grief is one of them, and depression and stuff like that. Like what I just mentioned are some of the symptoms of some of those things. What even if she, like, you know, when you're grieving, people go through like an anger phase, and what's like, she causes mad violence towards you.
I'd rather that than not showering, honestly.
Yeah, no, but no, wait.
I'd rather the violence.
But think of how dangerous it could get. Like you're sleeping and you don't know if you just get what.
Imagine.
He has to start blasting in tongues.
There's lesions inside you.
You need lesions inside you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So like
you're banging your head.
I just think there's so many different ways people deal with stuff.
Yeah.
That we also us, you know, I do believe that a lot of us are stable enough to be okay.
By God's grace,
you don't know what things happen, you know. And I'm being okay to say I don't know what you're gonna be like when so and so happens. I don't know what you're gonna be like when you're pregnant, when you have the kid. I don't know if you're gonna neglect me when you have the kid. And I'm okay to just say yes to you.
I remember seeing reading something on Reddit, and this guy just goes like, "I hate my kid."
Yeah.
And he goes, I was just like, the reason why I hate my kid is like, literally since my wife has had, there's three kids, but since my wife has had her children, she literally said, "I'm not interested in sex with you anymore."
Yeah, man. So like, I heard her several.
Yeah,
several
times. She just goes, "I get all the love I need, all the physical affection I need for my children. So I don't need."
May that not be our kids in Jesus' name.
God, amen.
Amen. But she basically essentially said, "I have no desire in." He goes, "Yeah, go and sleep with anyone you want. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm
fair."
But like, do you know what? I think the one thing about, I think, marriage that people don't discuss is how low things can go.
Yeah, bro.
Because if not for the internet, I wouldn't know certain people go through certain things.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
I'm like, wait, what you, wait, what do you mean?
You guys go through that? Like,
what you, she just said to you, yeah, I don't need you for anything.
Bro, it was a mind-boggling thing to me when I was in Tesco, bro. And I was working with a guy, Polish guy, because he just said, bro, my wife in the last, since we had our first kid, so he was saying in the 3-year period, he's had sex twice with his wife.
It's crazy.
And I said, I was like, oh, you're joking. He goes, no joke. And he hasn't, well, according to him, he hasn't cheated.
Yeah.
And he's like, not just any other woman, just she doesn't want to have sex with me. And I'm looking at him like, oh.
That guy loves her.
He does. No, he takes care of the child with her. He's home every day. Like, he's top guy. I really like the guy, but it's like, he's like, bro. He goes, genuinely, my frustration, I've not had sex in 2 years. I've only had sex twice in 3 years. And I said, wow, you're married? You are. And I goes, how was it before? He goes, we were like rabbits. We just, that's how we got the kid.
You know, like, and you'd be surprised how common that is as well.
Exactly.
How common that is.
Which is mad to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like oh, you would think that, oh, her body has changed a whole lot.
Exactly. And so I'm not like, and I'm not even saying it to say that like the woman's being vindictive. I don't believe that.
She genuinely just lost the desire, which is may you not lose desire.
I know, but sometimes it could be medical issues.
Yeah,
hormone imbalances. Your body just isn't responding. You just don't feel whatever anymore.
That's what better for worse means.
Oh,
like, sex is important in a relationship, but if the sex is not there, can the relationship stand? Yeah.
That's gonna be your litmus test. Yeah. That's gonna be the thing where you're like, okay, like that's my, like. Of course we're excited. We love, oh yeah, for sure. Do you know what I mean? But like, am I down to die for you?
Yeah.
Like, is like, can we work together as partners that don't even have sex?
Mm.
Like, if that was to be the case,
yeah.
Say something happened to our genitalia or something, whatever, you know, can we be okay to be in love romantically?
Without that,
it's interesting, bro. It's questions that we never really talk about before marriage. It's kind of like, realize when you're married, like, oh, geez, these kids are taking my time, and now I actually resent the kids. Not because, I'm not supposed to be talking.
I don't know. Do you think, can you understand someone getting to that place where they resent the kids because the wife isn't showing attention to the guy, or is it just a case that you need to work on something within you?
Both for me,
both,
yeah. But I would say
because you're the reason why.
Yeah,
I don't think I can ever get to a place where I resent my kids because my wife is showing them more attention.
Okay,
than me.
Okay. Because what you're doing right now is you're thinking about your kids in such a loving way, which is fair.
Which you should, yeah,
it's fair. But before you loved your kids, before you ever knew your kids, you knew your wife and you loved your wife.
Yeah,
right now.
The kids are an expression of the love
of your wife. So you're always going to long for the love of your wife because your kids, for sure, won't give you the love that your wife gives you. Like, as it should never.
I hope not.
Whereas for her,
it
may be a thing where, like, as you said, physically, emotionally, her kids satisfy her.
Yeah.
So whereas us is like, emotionally, the kids may satisfy me, or you know, guys just react different to kids. Yeah. And you love your kid, but you might be like. Like, you guys are the reason she doesn't love me the same way anymore. She doesn't show that love to me the same way anymore. And it may be over time. Now, think about it this way. You'd be married 6 months and you realize she's pregnant. Mm. You've only got your wife. You only had a wife. You only had a wife without kids in the picture for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then now about a year and a bit before she gets, before she gives birth. Now, from that moment,
it's
been kids.
Yeah.
Meaning that, the 1 year you had, you've not enjoyed the fullness of the marriage between both of you.
Mm.
And you're longing for that woman again, but you're never getting her back.
It also depends on what you want as well.
Sure.
Because some guys might be, oh, I want kids now.
Fair.
I know. That's why that scenario that was mentioned where the woman showed more love to the kids than the guy, that's not advisable, man. Because the kids will leave.
Yeah, bro.
That's the problem.
And then at the end of the day, it will only be you and the guy.
Yeah.
And to build, because you haven't been building up that, like, even friendship, for a while. Now you have to start again.
Minimum 18 years.
Yeah. You have to start again.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like strangers in your own home.
Bro, he may have lost the patience.
Yeah.
He's like, yo.
Yeah.
Go back to your children. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, bro, we don't know what 18 years worth of resentment means.
Exactly.
Maybe we don't know 18 years.
Amen. No, but even bro, when I think about this subject, this is a part of my journey where I'm like, oh, this is the painful part. Because I'm getting married soon. I'm going to leave my house.
Yeah.
My brother is getting older. My little brother, my youngest brother, he's 18, but he's making bread.
Yeah.
He's gonna find his feet quickly and say, listen, I'm out.
Yeah.
Sister's just went 17. One more year, she's 18. She's trying to go to college, and she's trying to.
Once she goes to college, she's
okay. She's even okay to go now, like to a different sort of space. Within 4 years, we can all be gone.
Yeah.
Even, and I'm saying that as a stretch, it could be 2 years. We could all be gone.
Yeah.
Leaves my mom by herself. If my dad was to even say, let me come back and say, I'm going to be with you guys. Well, I'm going to be with my family again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one hand, all the kids are gone. You're left with the woman you left. And she, to build that 25 years worth of a gap.
Takes time.
It may never happen again.
So, and if he never decides to come, she's by herself.
Yeah, she's by herself.
And I'm thinking, like, flip sake. Like, that's and she says it sometimes. We are, like, her joy. Like, think about it, like, coming home, seeing her kids, we're good boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know? you know, but, like, we're good. Everyone's okay, you know, we love her. It's a loving family, very, very loving family. But when that goes... Because we could only be visiting now.
Yeah, what does that mean for her?
What does that mean for her?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, flip, that's difficult.
Yeah.
And that's the effect of a bad marriage.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, because while she has a kid, she's okay. But if they go, she now the void is massive.
Which will eventually happen.
Crazy. That's the painful part that I'm walking through right now.
Yeah.
You know? Just damn.
It's tough.
And knowing that, seeing that, you never want to do that to a woman, bro.
Ignorance is kind of bliss, you know? Because the awareness of that is...
You got to deep it.
Yeah.
If you would hate that for your mom, you should never do it to a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even if... bro. Even... Because this woman decided not to remarry for her kid's sake. And her kids will still leave her.
That's crazy, you know.
It's life, though.
But you know what? I think it's really, and I was talking to my missus about this. I think it's very important that, and not in the context of your mom. I'm saying even, it is very important for a woman that has children to maintain who she is.
Yeah.
Outside of her husband.
Yeah.
Outside of her kids, it is very important because, on the flip side of that, I've seen parents that like live for their kids.
Yeah, right.
And like once they leave, it's like what's my whole life about? It's like
and that's why some of them struggle when their kids are about to leave. They try like almost sabotage them leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, one thing that's good about my mom is like because I talked to her about it, and she's like, hey, listen, I'm a pastor, I work, I have so many projects I want to still do. So she's still very driven for some things that she's gonna do, you know. Yeah.
So there's always something to chase.
That she's chasing. So it's not necessarily like I'm just gonna be sitting at home with nothing.
Yeah, you
know,
she's
gonna be very, very busy.
Yeah.
She's still very, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but what about the time where she's not busy? You know,
when she will come eventually.
She'll come, you know. Yeah. So it's mad interesting, man. Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, boys, raise your head up.
My head. Don't even know, man. Where's my head at? It's on my shoulders, first and foremost.
Flip sake, man.
Second and foremost.
can't be second and foremost.
Second and second most.
Second and second most.
Second and so most. Life is good, man. Life is good. Like, there's no reason to cry. There's no reason to
grumble.
To have sorrow. To like, to even complain as well. Like, I've just been grateful for life for the past, since the start of the year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in that space of just
gratitude.
Gratitude, yeah.
Sick, man.
That space of gratitude, man. So, yeah. It's a bit of it's a bit of a motivational one, but
testimony.
That's where my head is at.
Testimony time.
That's where my head is at.
That's sick, man. What about you?
I'm going through a journey of vulnerability with God.
Oof. That's heavy.
And that's very tough.
Heavy, bro. Jeez.
Yeah, that's where my head's at the moment.
Jeez. Okay. I'd love to get into that, but
like, yeah, cool. Just like on my morning walks. I remember, I think it was sometime last week, I was just like, what was all this prayer routine I'm doing? I just stopped praying, and I was literally talking about things that were in my heart. Yeah. And I was just like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But then it was like, I also then realized that this is probably one of the first few times in my life I made a conscious decision to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And wow. I think I realized also that it's something that I want to learn first with God and then with everyone else in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
You get me?
100.
But yeah, I'm working through that at the moment.
Do you think that's because of how, like, we're raised up? Like, we taught of prayer as you have to, there's a structure to kind of pray. You can't just have a conversation with God.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you have to be in that place of Father, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Do you get me? And I was like, that's, you know, when I was literally praying, and it's almost like I was looking at myself walking and praying. I'm like, what are you saying?
What are you saying?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, what,
right,
like,
right.
Like, it's almost like, how can you even hear feedback to your prayer in this format? What are you asking for? Yeah.
Crazy.
Do you know what I mean? Or like, what are you communicating? Crazy. Do you get me? But yeah, that was.
Now, I was reading a book called How to Pray, actually. Dangerous Prayers by Craig Rochelle. And one of them was like, you know, Lord, like, it's like, search the depths of my heart. One of the psalmists, but David, was saying, like, search the depths of my heart. It's like, that prayer wasn't a prayer. That's the sort of prayer of, like, God, really see the thing that's really on my heart. Like, bring that out of me.
Mm.
Rather than what I'm used to just saying as repetition.
The routine,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bring the actual thing that's on the depths of my heart. Like, search that part.
Yeah.
And let's discuss that one. You know?
Yeah, I was praying about, like, I was just like, God, teach me what it means to be vulnerable. Like, what your definition of that is. And show me how to, I guess, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do that and be that. On a regular basis. That's, yeah.
Cool.
Where's your head at, pal?
Me? Same space. I'm kind of like, feel like I'm getting into a, I don't even know. I'm getting into, obviously it's a transitional period of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Transitioning into some different things. Same gender, but not flip sake. I'm so sorry.
Same gender?
What the hell does that mean? Transition.
Okay. Transition, like. I'm so sorry. That was so silly. Unnecessary. But yeah, no.
No one even thought that.
I was like, same gender. What is he talking about?
Yeah. Nah, but yeah, because of that, like, season, just making adjustments, thinking about how things could look different. But altogether.
Do you think you're ready for where you're transitioning to?
Nah, I don't think you're ever ready, bro. I think, so my goal isn't to be ready. My goal is to be, at least ready in my mind that it's going to be different. Prepare my mind
for the changes.
And I don't know about, you know, but just I'm welcoming, like, oh, that's gonna be different. So I think sometimes frustration comes from the idea you had in your mind not being your reality.
Yes.
You know, so it's like, I'm just going to be open to whatever this is going to be. And my whole thing is peace. And my girl is peaceful. She gives peace. You know what I mean? But like, things can obviously change situations. So it's kind of okay. You know what? My whole goal is peace. So I'm very much, you know, you will see me with my girl now. Very interested, bro. I'm very like, what would you want? And I'm not saying that in a sarcastic way. I'm genuinely, I'm here to accommodate you and help you and be your support.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picky about my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm not picky about my life.
I'm not picky, bro. I don't care about my life. Bro.
Just as if there's stability and we're good.
Yeah.
If you and I are good, everything's fine.
Like, I'm very, very much. I want to support her. Like, you know, whatever you need, I'm here. So I'm just in that stage. Learning to be more, like, sort of even empathetic and just that care.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so this journey is smooth.
Yeah.
And also a precedent for the
rest of your life.
Yeah. You know, so
Foundation,
yeah. So.
Solid rock.
Yeah, man. So, anyways, if you've enjoyed this, like it, comment on it. We'll be seeing your comments. Oh, yeah, we appreciate it. There was a guy that commented on the YouTube. I think it was the last one or the one before that. But yeah, we appreciate your comments. We see them, we take them into consideration as well. So, like, share, subscribe, and do all the good stuff.
Yep.
Love.